From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, close to the massive 9.0 magnitude quake that killed more than 18,000 in March 2011 and caused a coastal nuclear power plant meltdown. The quake, measured by U.S. seismologists, was at 6.9. In Japan, it was registered at 7.4, striking off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. U.S. geophysicist Rafael Abreu of the Geological Survey said a 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore nearby.
Any type of movement that disturbs the water column, if you do any movement on the ocean floor, whether you raise it or if it goes down, which is likely to what happened in this case, that type of disturbance is going to create a disturbance in the water column, and that is what creates the tsunami.
The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6-magnitude earthquakes than probably any other country in the world. But, yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. A pump that supplies cooling water to a spent fuel pool shut down briefly at a nuclear power plant, but a backup pump took over. Japan is in the midst of a political debate over restarting some of its idled nuclear plants since the 2011 quake. In Libya, a car bomb blast outside a hospital in Benghazi killed 3 children, wounded more than 24 others, some critically Monday. No immediate claim of responsibility. Benghazi, Libya's second biggest city, has been the scene of more than 2 years of fighting between forces loyal to renegade military commander General Khalifa Haftar and Islamic militants. This is VOA News. A top U.N. official told the Security Council Monday that the number of Syrians besieged in the country's conflict has doubled in the past year to nearly 1 million. UN aid chief Stephen O'Brien said the number held captive by government forces has reached 850,000. Many others are at the mercy of Islamic State and other armed groups. He urged action by the council.
I hear the argument that this council should not pass a resolution because it would be, quote, premature. Mr. President, it is never, never too premature to save a life. It is never too soon for you to find a solution to this conflict and end the suffering of the Syrian people.
Meanwhile, U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power named a dozen Syrian generals and other officers, accusing them of leading attacks on civilian targets.
Today I would like to specify some of the names of those involved since 2011 in killing and injuring civilians by conducting air and ground-based Syrian government military assaults on cities, residential areas, and civilian infrastructure.
Meanwhile, in Aleppo, Russian-backed government forces claim to have taken control of a rebel-held neighborhood in the eastern sector. President-elect Donald Trump has met with a number of people Monday that he's considering for top posts in his incoming administration when he's sworn in January 20th. He also outlined his plans for his early days in office in a video released to the American people, including withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement.
I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the TPP without the U.S. is rendered meaningless. Russia has deployed sophisticated anti-ship missiles in the nation's westernmost region, Kaliningrad, bordering near the NATO members Poland and Lithuania. U.S. spokesman John Kirby called the move destabilizing.
So while we understand that Russia has the right to exercise its conventional and nuclear forces on its own territory, the deployment of Iskander and S-400 missiles to Kaliningrad is destabilizing to European security. Russia has made threats to move Iskander missiles to Kaliningrad now for the past decade in response to a variety of developments in Europe, none of which demand such a military response.
He called on Moscow to refrain from words or deeds that are inconsistent with the goal of promoting security and stability. For the first time since World War II, Japanese troops, under orders to use force if necessary, have deployed overseas. Some 350 arrived in South Sudan Monday to join other UN peacekeepers. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Monday's suicide bombing of a Shia mosque in Kabul that killed at least 32. In northern China, dozens of vehicles collided in snowy weather, killing at least 17 people, injuring about 40 others. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.